The look she gave him was charged with an unspeakable terror, with terror and, it seemed to him, reproach. She tried to raise herself in bed, but fell back on the pillows. Her face was horribly distorted, her lips blue. The savage turned and ran up the wall. "Quick! Quick!" he shouted. "Quick!" Standing in the centre of a ring of zipper-hunting twins, the head nurse looked round. The first moment's astonishment gave place almost instantly to disapproval. "Don't shout! Think of the little ones," she said, frowning. "You might decondition. But what are you doing?" He had broken through the ring. "Be careful!" A child was yelling. "Quick! Quick!" He caught her by the sleeve, dragged her after him. "Quick! Something's happened! I've killed her!" By the time they were back at the end of the ward, Linda was dead. The savage stood for a moment in frozen silence, then fell on his knees beside the bed and, covering his face with his hands, sobbed uncontrollably. The nurse stood irresolute, looking now at the kneeling figure by the bed, the scandalous exhibition, and now, poor children, at the twins who had stopped their hunting of the zipper and were staring from the other end of the ward, staring with all their eyes and nostrils at the shocking scene that was being enacted around bed 20. Should she speak to him? Try to bring him back to a sense of decency? Remind him of where he was? Of what fatal mischief he might do to these poor innocents? Undoing all their wholesome death conditioning with this disgusting outcry, as though death were something terrible, as though anyone mattered as much as all that. It might give them the most disastrous ideas about the subject, might upset them into reacting in the entirely wrong, the utterly antisocial way. She stepped forward. She touched him on the shoulder. "Can't you behave?" she said in a low, angry voice. But looking round, she saw that half a dozen twins were already on their feet and advancing down the ward. The circle was disintegrating. In another moment, no, the risk was too great. The whole group might be put back 6 or 7 months in its conditioning. She hurried back towards her menaced charges. "Now, who wants a chocolate eclair?" she asked in a loud, cheerful tone.
"Me!"
yelled the entire Bokanovsky group in chorus. Bed 20 was completely forgotten. "Oh, God, God, God," the savage kept repeating to himself. In the chaos of grief and remorse that filled his mind, it was the one articulate word. "God," he whispered it aloud, "God."
"Whatever is he saying?"
said a voice, very near, distinct, and shrill through the warblings of the super-Wurlitzer. The savage violently started, and, uncovering his face, looked round. 5 khaki twins, each with the stump of a long eclair in his right hand, and their identical faces, variously smeared with liquid chocolate, were standing in a row, puggily goggling at him. They met his eyes and simultaneously grinned. One of them pointed with his eclair butt.
"Is she dead?"
he asked. The savage stared at them for a moment in silence. Then, in silence, he rose to his feet. In silence, slowly walked towards the door.
"Is she dead?"
repeated the inquisitive twin, trotting at his side. The savage looked down at him, and still without speaking, pushed him away. The twin fell on the floor and at once began to howl. The savage did not even look round.